The Labor Day event from Dell Technologies is here, and it's time to take productivity to another level. End the summer strong by upgrading your growing business to the latest tech. This new season begins with up to 48% off top performance laptops like Bostro, taking performance to the next level with 12th gen Intel Core processors. You'll also save big on monitors, docks, mice, and more must-have accessories. Plus, get free shipping on everything. It's the perfect time to get ahead with powerful tech designed to stay motivated throughout the year and encourage collaboration and innovation among your team. Now, at special prices for a limited time only. Summer might be gone, but it's just the beginning. What's next for you? Upgrade today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL to save up to 48% on our latest technology.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Here's another one.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Salty Tua. Let's go, Salty Tua! What's
the Dolphins have Lamar this season. Are they Super Bowl contenders?
At Rich Eisen Show. Yay or nay? Salty Tua. Let's go, Salty Tua!
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, Lakers beat writer for The Athletic, Bill Oram. Coming up, actor O'Shea Jackson, Rams general manager Les Snead, plus actor Michael Chiklis. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. O'Shea Jackson Jr. has just walked into our facility. We're going to give him a few minutes to gather himself, and then he'll be coming out here in about 15 minutes' time on this program. I'll have a nice long visit with our friend who is about to appear in the new Disney Plus show, Obi-Wan. So that's exciting. It's a secret what he is in this program.
It is.
Yeah, so we have come up with possibilities of what he could be, and we'll bounce them off of him when he joins us here on the program.
I like it.
It's a Smitch special, as we like to call it around here, Sean Mitchell.
He called me this morning on my drive in and was like,
Rich
what do you think
Show
of this?
Production like, staff.
Go for it.
The top, one of the best at what he does. And what he does is everything.
Go for it.
So he's come up with some ideas as to who O'Shea Jackson Jr. could be in this very highly popular newest Star Wars TV show on Disney Plus. Michael Chiklis is joining us in hour number three. How great was he, man?
Is Tom Brady coming?
Huh?
Is his dog Tom Brady coming?
Yeah, is it dog coming?
Oh, TB12.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh. It's
he knows his pug. He knows his pug. Me. Tom Brady, TB12 is welcome here anytime.
Yeah.
Speaking of Tom Brady, Tom Brady, he came back to the NFL.
He's back, and he
let it be known that he was returning to the NFL the Sunday before the new league year began. Happened to be right in the middle of Selection Sunday's extravaganza. ESPN had to stop its selection show. Revealing the brackets to say, oh, by the way, the GOAT of all time is not retiring. He's coming back. And he did that nice and early before the legal tampering window opened up. And 3 days before the new league year began, he did that to make sure anybody who's on a free agent tour, anybody who was thinking of leaving, would know, hey, you should not leave the Buccaneers because I'm coming back. Got a good chance to win if I'm coming back. Apparently, Leonard Fournette at today's organized team activity in Tampa told a story about how he went on his free agent tour anyway and said Tom Brady called him when he was in New England visiting with the Patriots.
I remember that.
Remember that?
I remember when he was visiting.
The quote attributed to Tom Brady, according to Greg Allman of The Athletic, put it up on the screen there, Mike Hoskins. He reached out to him and said, what's your ass doing up there? An effective argument, apparently, because Leonard Fournette re-signed with the Buccaneers.
Yeah, he did.
What's your ass doing up there?
I mean, look,
Brady and Fournette have a great relationship.
Oh, Brady and everybody's got a great relationship,
I mean,
mostly.
Honest,
but like
though.
Fournette always makes videos with those two in the locker. He calls them old head Brady.
If Fournette would have signed with the Pats, though, that would just been an embarrassment of riches at the running back position for New England. So I understand him.
Oh, so
back.
Tom is like he knows the system there, and it would be a detriment to his success.
Yeah, I mean, look, just too many talented backs in that backfield. Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson and James White is still there.
And then like, you think you're going to get the ball and all of a sudden some guy named Jonas Gray comes out.
Yeah, 200 pieces.
You can't.
I don't know if football's for Leonard. You know what I mean? Leonard's got
to
eat.
Or a much more effective way of getting your way with him is to call him up and say, what's your ass doing out there? Effective. It worked. Latest example, people. I mean, of Brady's personality that was hitting. The post-40 Tom Brady is the best Tom Brady.
It's amazing.
He's out of all the you-know-whats to give.
He's doing underwear ads. Yeah, I mean, listen, if you've got Giselle shooting you in your underwear
to start promoting your underwear line, and you know, or what's that? A new ad for Brady's? Well, he can't. The TB12 system doesn't have Franks and Beans on it, right?
I imagine that's
okay. So it was an underwear. It was an underwear ad.
Is that the Frank or the Bean?
What's your or that's the new Tom Brady underwear phrase? Why isn't your ass in here? Maybe he was workshopping it.
Just send that to James Harden. Is that what we're talking about?
I'm telling you, James Harden
you
should be on the TB12 system.
Yeah,
very good. So that's the latest there. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Brian in San Diego, let's take some phone calls here before O'Shea Jackson Jr. joins us. What's up, Brian?
Gentlemen, good morning. TJ Brockman, Del Tufo. How's everyone?
What's going on, sir?
First off, I just wanted to talk about the Deshaun Watson situation a bit. Of course, from the beginning, I've been wanting to call and talk about this a while. I'm a Texas Longhorn, so there's nobody that probably despises Baker Mayfield more than me. But, you know, if you want to moneyball the whole deal that they did and you're buying wins, it makes absolutely no sense what they did. But that's kind of beside the point. TJ probably said it best yesterday. You know, if there's one or two instances, you know, you can possibly, sorry, I'm just getting over a cold, sorry.
No worries.
You can possibly look at it and speculate that, you know, you can at least question it. But with 24, you know, my point is, Rich, with you having ties to the NFL, everyone else that has ties to the NFL, what's going to be the proper punishment if, say, this, say 10 of them come out, the allegations come out to be true? You know, is 1 year enough? Is it permanent? I know personally for me, you know, I have a family, I have kids. A permanent ban for me is where it would be. You know, he's already getting paid. Does the NFL want to support that? And, you know, you go back to someone like Colin Kaepernick. He's not even playing in the NFL right now, but you're going to let this situation where 24 people have allegations against him, he's one of the highest paid players and faces of your, you know, corporation. Where for you is it, where's enough, say 10 to 20 of these?
Oh, no. I mean, well, to be honest with you, and thanks for the call, Brian, and hope you feel better. One's enough. One is enough. No, one is enough, TJ. And I know you're sitting there saying, you know, one can be questioned. He said, she said, 24 makes it. You got to be kidding me. But if one is accurate, one's enough to suspend. Now, again, Deshaun Watson did not have criminal charges filed against him. Different when it's criminal and when it's civil. Got it. Understand. If I'm the Browns, here's the thing that really concerns me. Because, you know, this latest lawsuit comes out yesterday, the 24th, right? And I kind of paraphrased the details of it because they're disgusting. Vile, if true, is I believe is what I said. If this is true, just vile behavior. Vile. Here's the thing that I'm concerned about if I'm the Browns. Is you thought you do your due diligence, or you sat down with him and he's just like, look, that behavior is in the past, or a lot of what was said is not true, and you do your due diligence and you find out whatever you find out, comfortable enough to give him this money. But this one comes out yesterday. He's supposed to appear next week at the first mandatory team activity. He's going to be in the building unless the NFL steps in and says, no, you're on the commissioner's exempt list. And that puts this in a whole different arena. And I think they should do that. My two cents on it. But here's the thing that concerns me if I'm the Browns, because you didn't see this one coming. And neither did his attorney. Remember yesterday I said when Rusty Harden went on the radio on Friday and said some questionable at best and bizarre, disgusting opinions on the way massages can end or potentially for those in the listening audience typically end. And I said that maybe he was kind of gilding the lily a little bit here or getting us all ready in the court of public opinion for this particular lawsuit coming out. Because it certainly wasn't a happy ending for the masseuse. Certainly since the ending resulted in her quitting the job, the gig.
The profession.
No longer doing the profession.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, thank you. Deshaun's attorney put out a statement after the lawsuit became known, said they were unable to respond at the moment. Why? Quote, we are unable to respond to the new lawsuit at this time. Our legal team has not had time to investigate this new filing and had not heard her name until today. Deshaun continues to deny he did anything inappropriate with any of the plaintiffs. Oh, is that right? Nothing inappropriate, huh? Really? Well, I thought you said does that mean it's appropriate to have those types of endings? Is that what, I mean, it's all over the map. He didn't do it. Well, he did some of it, but it was consensual. Oh, well, he did do some of it that wasn't consensual, but it's not illegal. Which one is it? And if you're the Browns, it's like his own attorney's like, well, this is new to us. Oh, really? What else could possibly be new to you? Because we'd like to know. Because that's news to us, too. And if I'm the Haslams, I'm like the Duke brothers. My money's in there. Turn the machines back on. Wait a minute. You told me we were all good. Now you're saying this stuff's new? I've got a $180 million check in escrow for your guy. What? What? You can't respond? That's what I'm thinking if I'm the Browns. I have no idea if that's what they are thinking. Or they could be thinking, you know what? And I wouldn't be surprised, because if you've ever met Deshaun Watson, you would come away thinking this guy is a superhero. That's what you'd come away thinking. That's what I thought every single time I met him. Yep. I met him on the field. I've met him in various other social settings. I've met him in a pre-broadcast meeting. We went over to London and did a Texans game. Met him and he left the room. I think I might have even said to Mooch, I'm like, what a dream come true. Like, this is exactly who you want with your franchise. That's when he had, like, his eye was shut because he got kicked in the eye through his helmet, making a game-winning score, I believe, against the Raiders just a week before. Remember that? Superhero stuff. And if you're the Haslams, you're like, that's the guy I would definitely want on my team. But then you read this stuff, and then the attorney's like, look, we're investigating it too. Really?
Disgusting.
And then you're going to sit here and wonder, you know, can the authorities turn the machines back on too?
Yeah.
If this is new material.
I don't see how he plays this year.
Dude, I don't know what's going to happen. But again, as the way it is, there's an independent investigator that comes up with a decision, and then it's the commissioner's decision to either up it, keep it as, or do whatever needs to be done. But I think, as you know, the commissioner and the league wanted him out of the business of the investigation, because that was nothing but trouble.
Yeah.
Let's take Chris in Los Angeles before we get O.J. Jackson Jr. out here. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Rich, TJ, Chris.
What's up,
Mikey?
Chris?
What's going on?
What's up, Chris?
Sports Emmy winners in my heart.
Ah, well, thank you.
Listen,
first of all, just on the heels of that, I think all the Cleveland fans should just feel free to walk away from that team as a lapsed Washington fan. I mean, your team's in Baltimore anyway, so don't feel bad about it if you have to do that. But I wanted to talk to you about the Raiders, because I totally agree with you, and it feels like you're always out on a limb with this call. But I think they're like, it seems obvious to me that they're going to win the division this year. Once they picked up Devontae, I said the same thing. You know, my Rams were playing the AFC West this year, and that's the team I'm really scared of.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to say that, and I wanted to say, when you have Les on, let that man know that we love him so much.
I will do that. Thank you for the call.
Every part of my being, just let him know that.
Yes, sir.
One last thing.
Yes, sir.
You guys did this exercise with the Cowboys schedule, I think it was, and maybe another team. I'd love to see you do that with the Rams. I'm thinking 13-4 at worst.
Okay, well, here's the deal, Chris. I don't know what – we have a bunch of in-studio guests this week. Maybe next week. Next week we'll
do the runway.
We have the runway next week. We'll open the phone lines. You call back. You can do the win loss game with the Rams, and we'll figure out if you're right or not. Okay, how does that sound? Let's do that. Don't lose this number, Chris. Okay, there you go. I don't feel like I'm out on this on my own. There's an entire Raider Nation with me.
Well, Raider Nation is loud and proud.
It is loud and proud,
as we know.
But nationally, what do you think?
Nationally,
you hearing anybody else talk up the Raiders like I'm talking about?
Nationally. I don't really listen to any other shows.
Well, I mean, it's not just shows like this one. I'm talking about television.
I'm listening to you.
Talking about TV. I'm talking about night, day, afternoon, drive, morning, evening, overnight.
Overnight. By the way, we have a new drop right there. Let that man know I love him so much. That was amazing.
Okay. If that works. We can have it cut and see if it works or not.
We can find something to do with it.
It's just another. They see Mike's not into it because it's just another thing. It's kind of like when you get a gift from somebody.
9,000 things.
When you get a gift,
I think I have it. My finger. We got it. Boom.
Somebody gives you a gift and it's really nice. It's really nice. But your thought is like, where am I going to keep this? I got enough junk in my house.
Social media thing.
I got enough junk in my house. When you say cut another drop, he's just like, we don't have room for it.
I'll cut it myself. How about that?
Thanks for dressing up.
All right, O'Shea Jackson. He has just shown up. Come on out. O'Shea. Here we go. O'Shea Jackson Jr. is here. We're going to take a break. We'll be back on this Peacock program in 2 minutes, and then after that, 3 minutes with our terrestrial radio audience. The great O'Shea Jackson Jr. is here. Don't go anywhere. Does your antiperspirant keep you dry all day? Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray goes on instantly dry for a cleaner feel and offers 48 hours sweat and odor protection. Let me repeat that. 48 hours of sweat and odor protection. Use it. And don't even think about it. Also, Dove Men Dry Spray contains Dove's unique 1/4 moisturizing cream that helps protect your skin. Try Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray. Goes on dry, clean feel all day. O'Shea Jackson Jr. is here on the Rich Eisen Show on NBC Sports on Peacock. We're back here on our terrestrial radio outfit. One big happy simulcast family right here on the Rich Eisen Show is one of our favorite guests, and Obi-Wan is on Disney Plus. My kids are digging it. You will do as well. Obi-Wan Kenobi, a terrific limited series that is going on right now between, I guess this is the story of Obi-Wan between Star Wars 3 and 4, book 4, story 3 and story 4, but movie 1 and I think 9. If I'm not mistaken. Did I get that correct, O'Shea Jackson Jr.?
What is this riddle, man?
Is it between Rogue One and 4?
No,
right after Revenge of the Sith.
It's right after Revenge of the Sith.
And before
The Last Hope. That's it. There you go.
Yeah, man.
Good to see you, O'Shea Jackson Jr.
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you. Yeah. All right, let's get into it here.
All right,
let's jump into it here. You thinking about your Lakers right now? What do you think?
It's terrible. You know, I'm not exactly happy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that TJ didn't make the playoffs either. That's cool. Chris, were you upset on Sunday?
Hold on a second. I got to put an outfit on.
Oh my God, Oh my God, he's reaching into a bag. What are you doing? He's got a Celtics hat.
What did you do?
'08 title Pierce jersey.
Oh, that one title y'all keep talking about.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Well, actually, we have 17 in our town. How many in your town?
17.
You have 12.
No, 17.
17.
No, I think. Are you including the Minneapolis?
Of course.
You got to.
That's what the league does. Who am I?
Yeah.
You count them all. Oh, look at you wearing Los Angeles' own Paul Pierce. How crazy is that?
There you go, and the hat too.
Nice. Oh, Hall of Famer from Boston.
By the way, do yourself a favor. Oh, no. Open the hat so it fits your head, will you please?
I've never actually worn this hat before.
The interesting thing is that hat fit his head around January 1st, and with each Celtics win, his head grew larger.
Trust me,
and now it doesn't fit the hat.
I'm sure. Let me see. Go ahead.
Oh, God. It still doesn't fit the hat. Yeah. Is that for your son?
I've actually never worn this hat. I had to find it this morning. I think it is my son's hat.
Those youth hats cost less. Youth hats cost less. That's just good math.
That's good business. I'm a businessman.
That's just good math, says O'Shea Jackson Jr.
Sunday seemed to be upsetting.
Right? Upsetting? Why? We took home court advantage.
I mean, okay. Didn't look like it. I mean, Warriors were up 15. They blew it. Standard other Californian team not handling their business. But, you know, I'm glad that your star player is using a Laker to fuel his entire playoff run.
Hey, if that's what you have to cling to, is your only hope as an LA basketball fan?
Wear that purple and gold on your arm, Jason.
Hold on a second. So what are you referring to for those
I'm talking about Jason Tatum, how he has to wear purple and gold on his arm in order to play well. It's normal for people to love Kobe, but it's abnormal to see a Celtic rocking Laker colors like that. You're fine with that, though, Chris, right?
Hey, man, whatever gets banner 18, O'Shea.
It's whatever.
You're not going to know about that for a long time.
See, this is one game. This is, I know that.
He's got one game. Tell me about it.
Oh, man, I was talking sweep on Sunday, too.
No, stop. Yeah, halftime.
Stop.
I was watching the game with him. Halftime. Actually, middle of the first quarter.
Middle of the first quarter.
Jaylen Brown's going off.
Nasty.
He was terrific.
Demon.
First quarter, and you're sitting here thinking, okay, the fourth quarter momentum from game one really bled into game two. And he literally was like, we're going to sweep this. He said that to the room, to nobody in particular in the room.
Well, then Tony Brothers got involved in the game, and
here we go. But I will say this. If Warriors lost game two, it was done. There's no way.
Come on.
It was done. If they lost that game two, I don't think they're beating Boston 4 out of 5 games. That would have been bad.
Where do you stand on Draymond Green? Should he have been ejected? What do you think?
Of course not. It helped the Warriors win, right? You keep him in the game, baby. I don't care what it takes, Draymond. You better get it done, man.
So you're rooting for the Warriors.
I'm rooting for California.
Okay.
You know, my back when I was a Kobe-loving LeBron hater, I was really into Warriors basketball during the finals. So, like, the Warriors don't bother me. You're working on your 7th title? That's cute. 7th? I don't even know when my 7th was, but, you know, it happens. So they pose no threat. But those leprechauns can't do it. Not I.
I'm with you, man. That's what I said.
I'm a New Yorker.
Exactly. Although my youngest son is a diehard Celtic fan, thanks to his mom and her side of the family. But, yeah, I know. So, here's the thing. I kept thinking about this, about the Celtics, and how Draymond came out of game one looking at the stat sheet and saying, odds are Horford's not going to keep doing this and Brown's not going to keep doing this and White's not going to keep doing this. And halftime hits, and I'm like, they better get over these odds are deal and get to the pedal of the metal. And they finally did that. Mm. You know, I was genuinely, and I came here, I'm like, for the rest of this Boston-hating country, you got to get this thing. You got to get this done.
The best part about these finals to me, though, you know, shout out to Kevin Durant, executive producer of Swagger, TV show I'm on.
Okay, very good.
But, like, we can't ignore that these finals are the old KD team versus the old Kyrie team. Like, that's just hilarious to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, both of them should have been Lakers, but it is what it is. This is what's happening. I need the Warriors to pull this out. I can't deal with Chris on Twitter for a year.
It's going to be bad. I might literally tweet you every single day.
Oh, man. You, Mark Wahlberg, everybody, all of them, they got to go.
By the way, you look like the Irish, you know what you look like right now.
Don't care.
No, you look like an Irish Mario brother. That hat doesn't fit you.
It's not a good hat.
The hat doesn't hit you. No, it doesn't fit you.
It's a terrible hat.
The jersey, you know.
You want to know what I bought this? I bought this at Game 7 in 2018, the one that we lost.
Nice.
Well, it fits your son. It doesn't fit you.
It doesn't fit me. I'll take okay. it.
It's tough life.
All right. So now that you've avoided answering the Laker question, what's the deal? It looks like they're going to run it back. Are you fine with that if they run it back?
I mean, I
run
have
it back
to
with Russ and everyone else. You fine with that?
I'm fine with it if Russ wants to be here. You know, if he's mentally like done, it's going to be problematic the entire year. I right. love the Darvin Ham hire. I feel like the Lakers organization, when it came to finding a coach, we never took that risk that I saw help a lot of teams grow. I mean, look at, you know, Boston's coach, Udoka. He's helped that team get a new identity. It's kind of like just a fresh feeling that you get. We always look for these quote-unquote sexy hires. And I like this. I like what he brings. I'm loving Rasheed Wallace.
Yeah.
I think that's great. I can't wait to hear Rasheed Wallace talk to Anthony Davis. I think that should just be taped. And, yeah, I think it's going to bring some toughness, you know, a little bit of fire up under us. And, you know, if we're running it back with our big three, you know, Bron, you better get him over there for some tacos, bro. You know, we need to have some meetings. We need to have some chemistry. That was something that the 2020 Lakers had that I just haven't felt the last 2 years. You know, we need that bond. That brotherhood, and yeah, we're going to be all right. I'm always going to say we're going to be all right.
I know. The 2020 Lakers, you know what they had? They had a healthy Anthony Davis. That's what they true. Had. And that's it. That's the key. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering how you think that Rasheed Wallace conversation is going to go. If you want to act it out, O'Shea.
I hope it's about some yoga. I hope I hope it's about some stretches. I just feel that, you know, I just can't figure it out why – you know, this happens to Anthony Davis. It's so unlucky. He's played more games than Kawhi, though.
But I'm just, yes, TJ. TJ, like you're like checking your social media, and you had no idea that a dart was being flung in your direction.
I stay ready for it, but Kawhi got more rings than Anthony Davis. I mean, you know, he got more Finals MVPs than Anthony
Davis. It's cool when you start off your career with Pop. Well, in the Spurs big three.
Kawhi still does play in Los Angeles, right?
I don't know. I don't watch that team.
Well, you're missing out on some tremendous basketball then. I thought you was a fan. I thought you liked the game. You know, you like cool. misery, apparently.
It's fine. Y'all need a Laker to win, too, Tyronn Lue. It's all right, though. It's fine. Boy.
You just own it all.
Come on, man. Who do you think you're talking to?
Talking to O'Shea Jackson Jr. So what does KD do for Swagger? What does he do?
He's the executive producer. The entire show was kind of loosely based off his life. We're trying to get a season two with Swagger. It's a great show. It's more of a family show than anything. And I miss my boys. I play the coach, you know, and I'm a coach of young men and one young lady. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a real the family feeling that I have with that cast. I don't think I've had in a long time.
No kidding.
Yeah, and it's different because I'm used to the big screen. So when this is my first go at a series, being the lead of a series, and you develop relationships with people when you're with them for half a year, and also in Virginia where there's nothing to do. Sorry, I'm sorry, Virginia. I'm from LA. There's just nothing to do.
Well, you brought your PlayStation with you, though.
Yeah, of course. Okay, Lucille is in my carry-on.
Lucille travels.
I've never put her under the plane in my life.
Lucille travels. Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, so man. And so Durant, what's your relationship with KD like?
Well, you know, KD, like I said, him and Rich Kleiman, they work Rich. As the executive producers. They, KD is always there for any advice as far as, you know, us depicting his life and things like that. And, you know, there was a situation where he had a Q&A with the cast, and, you know, because a lot of our younger cast members are actual basketball players. So you get to talk to Kevin Durant, you know, that's a once-in-a-lifetime type thing, unless he calls you twice. But then, you know, they got to talk to KD, and we got to ask him questions. And around that time, I asked him if he knew that the Lakers won the 2020 NBA championship, and which he told me, yes, he did. And then, you know, the whole Brooklyn gets James Harden thing, and, you know, I just can't hear him either. If he wins the championship, do you know – how my phone is going to blow up. Kevin Durant remembers. He remembers.
Then why would you even dare to slight him?
Because I'm a Laker. What are you talking about, Rich? I love this.
You even go at KD, Trey, 5? Did you even go at him?
You know, I know he the boss, but like, you know, wins and losses, baby.
So if he shows up with a ring from Brooklyn, you're one of the people he'll reach out to, you believe?
I think so. I'll ignore it. You know,
damn.
I'll leave it on red.
Leave it on red. I've never heard that one. Like that.
You know,
O'Shea Jackson Jr. here on the Rich Eisen Show. I know. So you can't talk about Obi-Wan Kenobi, right? You can't really talk about it? Or what can you tell us about it?
Oh, God. You're not going to have Mickey Mouse show up at my house.
Okay.
I'll tell you that.
Maybe Mickey's the one who pulled the plug on your electricity in your house.
You know, perhaps. But Obi-Wan is it's probably my favorite job I've ever had. Straight Outta Compton is up there. You know, Godzilla, that was, you know, childhood dream and everything. Sure. But Star Wars? You know, it's pretty popular brand.
Right.
You know?
But we can't talk about who you are in the show yet? Can't do it?
I mean, you can bring me back every week, bro. I'll be here.
By the way, I'm happy to do that. Short of that, though, we're going to take some guesses.
Okay.
Okay? And you could tell us if we're close or we're not.
Okay.
Okay, if we're hot, cold, warm, or whatever, you could just tell us. Because we have some ideas for you. We've come up with some ideas, and we've actually put these graphics together to see if you'll tell us how close we are.
Okay.
Here's the first suggestion. Possible O'Shea Jackson Star Wars characters. First up is a Wookiee that's not so conspicuous as a Laker fan. What do you think? Is that you right there or what? Is that potentially your character?
What's weird is that I want this as my background.
Well, just wait.
Okay.
There's some other ones right here. You can have all of them.
All right.
No problem.
Okay, you heard them.
Yes, you can have all of them. So that's definitely not, there's no Laker jersey that you were wearing in Obi-Wan Kenobi that we won't see on Disney Plus.
Wardrobe might have given me something that might be for my Laker fan.
Okay, Wookiee 24. Okay, very good. Here's another one. Maybe the droid C-3PO runway model sporting Yeezy boots and a Patek Philippe watch. What do you think? Is that possible?
Yo, them boots are terrible.
What do you think?
No, that's far off.
That's off. That's far off. We're cold. We're cold there. All right. Here's another one. I guess a little nod to some 80s space balls. Your dark helmet. You show up. dark helmet right there next to Darth
Vader. Is
that
Spaceballs?
Yeah, that's Spaceballs right there.
Standard. Shout out to Vader. Vader got some hype, by the way.
Right?
Yeah, man. That episode 3, I was impressed. First, I don't know what happens in episodes that I'm not in.
Yes.
I couldn't even get my lines the day before to learn them.
Are you serious?
Wow. Yeah.
That's how secretive it is.
I got them.
They locked it down?
On the day, in my dressing room, just like, okay, remember all these words I've never said before. You know these are made up, right? Yeah. Like, I've never said these words in my life.
That's how you got to get it done.
Got to get it down.
Wow,
bro.
These are not the scripts you're looking for.
No games, far, far away.
All right, last one is that your Baby Yoda's younger brother, Yo. Baby Yo, what do you think?
His name is actually Keith. Yoda's younger brother, Keith.
What do you think?
I mean, I'm
is that
loving,
close? Is
I'm
that
loving
you?
The
is
that... teeth. That boy got them polished. Yeah, I need all these. I need that Yoda for sure. For sure. That might be a tat.
Keith.
Yeah. Yoda's younger brother, Keith.
Keith Yoda. Or they just—they don't have the different last names.
They have last names.
They don't have last names. Just Keith.
Yeah, we don't even know. We don't even know what to call his species.
I don't know.
Yeah, right.
I have no idea.
Just Yoda and Grogu.
All right, so we're not even close to your character, pretty much.
Nah, but you know,
we tried.
We tried.
Yeah. Can't blame us for trying.
Not at all.
But I'm more than. But I'm more than happy to. We'll send you all of those. You can have them however you wish.
For sure, I'm down.
Have you, all right, before I let you go, anything else you want to talk about? Rams, Aaron Donald, signing him forever? What do you think?
Aaron Donald. you know, another AD close to my heart.
That's right.
I'm really glad about that.
Except this one plays.
Wow.
They both got rings, Rich. They both got
going
rings.
Going to Hall of Fame. I mean,
I really need that OBJ, though.
Did you hear he crashed Sean McVay's wedding?
I love it. That's the chemistry we need.
He's the wedding crasher. Bring Odell him back. Beckham Jr.
Bring him back. Running back with OBJ. I'm getting ready to film Den of Thieves 2.
Yes,
which
finally.
Which is. That's they're going pretty big. We were supposed to film it earlier, but you know, Russia had other plans. So I was like, I'm not going. And so now. Everything's kind of, we've switched our locations. We're handling some things. And I'm gearing up to.
Where are you filming that at?
These two. We're going in Europe. It's going to be a lot of Europe. And, you know, before it was going to be some spots in Serbia. And I was like, Serbia sound real Russian. And so we kind of held back. But Den of Thieves 2. I'm sorry it does.
No, it's fine.
I was just, you know. They're not going to come get me, you know. So I'm ready to go. Den of Thieves 2 is coming. We're fighting for Swagger Season 2, nice. And man, I'm in a galaxy far, far away. I'm out here.
You are.
I'm working.
Yeah.
Are you related to Lando in this movie by chance?
Listen, man.
All right. Wow. Oh.
Listen. No.
I'm just saying.
I don't need TJ telling me that all the black people in Star Wars are related. It's like nine of us.
Yeah, so somebody got to be Ken. You know, there's not just nine random brothers out in space.
I don't need that from you, TJ.
Like, some of them got to be related. That's someone's uncle and someone's third cousin. Like, come on. They're not giving us nine separate entities out there. God. So we're Calrissian. I got it. Case solved. Now we can move on.
Wow. Oh, my God.
I solved it, guys.
That's that Clipper talk, bro. I keep trying to tell y'all.
Mando Calrissian. You know what I'm saying?
You're like Mando.
You're his uncle.
Mando Calrissian.
Understood. Or you could have, you know, I mean, you could pass for Billy Dee Williams as a younger man. That
yeah,
works.
They gave that to Childish Gambino. I did audition for that part, though.
Oh, yeah.
Also,
Glover got that already.
I did a film, Cocaine Bear, which is a great title.
Oh, that's Elizabeth Banks is directing that. Yeah, I know all about that one.
And we just lost, rest in peace, to Ray Liotta. Yeah. That he's in the film. That was, I think, his second to last film was Cocaine Bear. I think they said it comes out on my birthday, February 24th, best day in America.
Yeah, Elizabeth Banks directed it. It's a story about a bear that found cocaine that came out of a plane that was being smuggled, right? The plane crashed in the woods or something like that?
The guy who's supposed to dive with our shipment doesn't make it.
Right.
He kind of knocks himself out and...
And the bear ingests the cocaine and goes on a rampage.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's documentary.
That was shot in Germany, right?
They shot mine in Ireland.
Okay, in Ireland. Okay. Yeah, man. That one is going to be wild. What was it like with Ray Liotta on the set there?
Oh, an excellent trash talker. Like, just... Man,
coming from you, that's a high compliment.
No, I love, you know, anybody who could come off the hip, you know, and like that, Ray definitely brought that energy. I loved going back and forth with him. It's terrible that I won't be able to, you know, see him at the premiere at the after party. But yeah, man, Ray Liotta, rest in peace. Cocaine Bears coming out next year. My man, Alden Ehrenreich, who played Han Solo in Solo. We did that together, and so we were sharing Star Wars stories. You know, I could do that now because I'm in Obi-Wan. You know, it happens.
As the not so inconspicuous Lakers fan Wookie, that's the one that was closest to what he thought was actually happening.
Yeah, or Yoda's younger brother,
Keith,
Keith Yoda,
Keith.
I don't know what the hell that's all about. Hey, thanks for coming on. You are welcome anytime. Seriously.
Thank you. I'm not doing nothing.
Okay, great. Well, I mean, it sounds like you're doing a lot, quite frankly.
I mean, you got some time.
Sounds good. Well, have you back anytime you want. And I hope Lucille gets through the power outage successfully.
Thank you for reminding me.
And what's on the PlayStation? What was on it that went down?
Right about now, I'm playing Elden Ring. For any gamers out there, they know that Elden Ring is the most frustrating game out right now.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, NBA 2K, where the Lakers are on their 27th championship in a row.
It really is a game.
Unstoppable.
What a run.
Until next year, we'll have to restart all of it anyway.
Or today, you have to restart the whole damn
thing. Take it easy, Rich.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right.
I didn't mean to speak that into existence. Mm-hmm. My bad. At O'Shea Jackson Jr. on Twitter, Chris Brockman follows him. Follows him as well. At O'Shea Jackson Jr. also on Instagram. Obi-Wan Kenobi available for streaming exclusively on Disney Plus. New episodes releasing weekly on Wednesdays. So tomorrow night, I guess after game 3 of the NBA Finals, you can check out the
Lando Senior
before. Right? Lando Senior? Is that really what you said?
The real hardcores, they wait till midnight and just click
hit it. Oh, midnight.
Hit
got
it.
The midnight showing.
Hit it.
Okay. Fantastic. And then I do hope that Swagger gets picked up for that second season.
Thank you. I missed you guys.
I'm glad
I'm not just on the phone anymore.
Right back.
And from the bottom of my heart,
go Clippers.
Go Lakers.
Oh, God.
You knew it.
Go Warriors in the meantime, is what you're saying. There you go.
I just hope the elevator's working when you get back to the
area. Yeah, man, I don't like the stairs. You don't buy an elevator to take the stairs.
Elevator in my crib because there's 5 floors. I'm not expecting you to have one inside
yours. Elevator for?
Laziness. I want that cardio.
O'Shea Jackson Jr. here on the Rich Eisen Show. Michael Chiklis will be joining us shortly as well. Don't go anywhere. Back with more in a moment. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on the Rich Eisen Show. We've been on the air, we're coming up on our 8th anniversary, right?
Year 8 coming up, man.
Yeah.
First time we've ever had a mention, and very casually as well, by a guest of having an elevator in his house.
Great. That was really smooth how he just dropped that in there.
Yeah, the reason why I'm dressed like, I'm just hanging out in my backyard. By the way, I don't have a problem with him dressing the way
like
that he dressed.
I feel like they're just hanging out.
That's right.
You want that.
Yeah.
To
be comfortable, right?
Yeah. Well,
he's a diehard Laker fan.
We don't want people in suits on here, man. That's not comfortable. Come chill.
Unless that makes them comfortable.
But most people, like NBA coaches, don't feel comfortable.
That's enough. But how about that casual drop of like, yeah, my elevator.
By the way, if I
that's where I keep my clothes. Huh?
I might get an elevator if I had more than one floor.
More than one floor?
Yeah. It's like two, three floors. Elevator. Do it. Install it.
Two floors?
Yeah.
2 floors?
Yeah. Walk up the stairs. It's
remember
like 15
Scarface?
Stairs.
You see Michelle Pfeiffer coming down in the elevator. It was like one of my dreams as a kid. I wanted an elevator just like that.
I understand what you're saying, Mike.
Right?
I get it.
Yeah. There's no little glass scenic elevator.
You know, I also loved Michelle Pfeiffer and the Fabulous Baker Boys. That's why I got a grand piano.
See?
Susie, it's our 19th wedding anniversary tonight,
yeah,
and I'll basically say, Susie, sing me a song on the piano. Let's
see, what is the 19th?
By the way, Fabulous Baker Boys, very underrated Michelle Pfeiffer movie.
And I love
very
Michelle underrated. Pfeiffer and Frankie and Johnny, and that's why I moved to Altoona. That's where her and Al Pacino were from.
Strange how inspirational she is.
Her and Al Pacino were from Altoona.
19th anniversary gift is bronze.
Oh,
bronze. Okay.
I'm in.
I hope you planned accordingly.
Just finished third in something.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Bronze, 19.
Or
that's
a new
a
set
weird.
Of cookware. Or new cookware.
Hmm?
That's what it says.
Cookware.
19th anniversary.
Cookware.
Bronze jewelry or a new cookware.
Okay.
I don't know who decides these things.
I'm not going to say what's in my head. I'm just not going to say
it. Oh, please do.
No, I'm not going to do that.
I don't know.
Can you tell us when we're off there?
Huh? That's more Postmates wear for Suze.
You know? Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Is this thing on?
I really hope she's not listening.
No, you know what? She might be. She might be.
Well, Chris and I will get a text in about 5 seconds.
Bronze.
Right. Bronze. I don't know who decides this.
Yeah, like, who figured that
out? I don't
know.
I'm just saying.
Copper would be mine right now if I'd been married still.
What does that mean?
I mean, if I was still married, it'd be copper this year.
Mike, why do you work your marriage into everything?
Exactly.
Yours was a disaster.
And yours didn't.
But I did it in last year.
Yeah, but mine is successful.
Yeah,
we're 19 years and going.
I'm not over it. I'm still. I'm like.
I love my wife. I love my life. I love my wife.
You're, I didn't. You know, mine was a disaster.
Right. So why do you?
Forget it. It's bad.
I was gonna say, why do you want to keep talking about it?
I love her so much. I love her so much. You said it's a bronze.
Bronze this year. Yeah.
I'm getting her something Deontay Wilder just for today.
Bomb squad.
And she'll be like, "What is what is this? What do you mean?" And I'm like, "He's the bronze bomber." It's, you know, 19.
Well, first of all, you're kind of disrespecting a former Emmy winner and Susie Schuster by assuming that she wouldn't know who someone in the sports world is. So,
I'm not disrespecting her at all. If I said anything disrespectful in this entire conversation.
Well, it's the Postmates thing. I get that. Yeah.
I'm just saying. All right.
Yeah, who figured those out?
Like, hope your couch is comfortable tonight,
this
Rich.
This is not the way I was planning the mentioning this anniversary. But you, what anniversary did you mention? You said today's the anniversary or something like that? No?
No,
I mentioned it's our 8th anniversary.
Yeah, it'll be our 8th in October.
In October.
What's the 8th?
What do you get? What are we getting each other in October?
Yeah, what are we getting in October? 8th.
What's the idea? Like, you got to, it's a medal, precious or not, as associated with an anniversary. Who made that up? Or it's wood, right? Isn't there like a wood anniversary or something like that?
I think that's like one or two.
8 is like pottery.
Pottery?
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's see.
Got a pottery bar.
Want to get something ceramic for somebody for an 8th anniversary?
Got to color me mine.
I'm doing any ghost stuff.
Got to color me mine and get you a mug.
Oh, wait. Here we go. Modern 8th anniversary gift, sorry, are linen and lace.
Linen and lace.
Linen and lace.
Okay.
Leather and lace. Good song, Don Henley, Stevie Nicks.
Interesting. That's leather and lace.
I know. I said leather and lace. I said leather and lace.
What is happening?
Take to me your leather.
Michael Chiklis is joining us in studio.
How could we?
Can't wait.
In hour number 3.
Oh, he's going to be. Tom Brady. Oh, yeah. We need the dog.
Maybe his pug needs a new underwear, too. TB12 underwear. Coming up.
I mean, Tom Brady is—he's a genius.
I mean, he's—you're right. After he's 40, he's become.
We're still like, talking
what happened?
About
him. Exactly. Like, what happened?
Also, like, he looked shredded in that commercial. Good. In that video, he good. Shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else do you want me to say?
I mean, I'm just saying. I don't know.
He looks like he's getting younger. But it's like insane.
He's eating right.
Oh, he definitely.
It right. helps.
I got to do it. We got a problem. We have to do that one.
What are we going to do?
30 days of the Brady diet. I would I probably
this guy doesn't
pounds.
Do it 30 days. He does it. It's his whole life.
365.
Yeah, I know, but let's do this 30 days.
What good would that
pounds.
Do, 30 days? Then you go back to
what are you got?
Doing whatever.
No, I would. If let's say if I
would you, hold on a second. Would you do the TB12 system for 30 days?
100% I would try it, and I probably could do it.
What do you mean you probably could do it?
Because I eat really healthy. I'm just eat too much. I can definitely do it.
Portion control, Mike.
Portion That's control. And I love avocados. Yeah. So right off the bat, I'm in right off the bat. Boom.
But he carries around a gallon water jug.
You don't drink enough water.
I drink 4 of these a day.
Okay.
32 ounces. Do the math. I mean, I could totally. I'd have to
do
double
the math.
You know we can't do math, Mike.
Yeah. See?
Do the math. See? He's drinking right there.
I finished this bottle during the show. And then I drink another 2.
Is that why you get up all the time?
That's why I have to go to, yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, Mike, you can join the wait list for early access to the Brady underwear. Drops tomorrow.
Wait list?
I guarantee you don't
have. Or is it a waste list? You get it? Oh, this is why Peacock loves having us.
Why wouldn't they?
By the way, it's content.
By the way, you know what we never did do? We never really congratulated Peacock on the fact that 2 years ago they decided to have a daily sports lineup and 2 of their shows were up for Outstanding Daily Show.
Yes,
so kudos on them for making the right decision and picking the right show.
Very correct.
And we never really said that
and
to Peacock.
So to our benefactors and partners and bosses in Connecticut, congratulations to you.
Yeah.
Neither of us won.
But you did.
I knew that was coming.
But you did. You
I
got did. Nominated.
You telegraphed those passes, man.
What do you mean? I'm staring down my receiver?
Or I've just been around you a long
You've been
time.
Around
I've
a long time.
What do you mean like time. I don't shine shoes no more?
No,
you tell me to get my shine box?
You mean like when you guys watch basketball together and didn't invite us?
Yeah, I mean, that's right.
For the real story behind some of wrestling's biggest moments, it's Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard and Conrad Thompson, too.
All-time Hogan opponents, Macho Man's got to be in the conversation. Where's Andre for you?
I've always said Andre was number one.
Wow.
Because even going back before, you know, Hulk Hogan was a babyface, Hulk and Andre were able to go in and headline at the New Orleans Superdome, at Shea Stadium in Japan. Wherever they went, that was an attraction.
Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.